Thank you.
At the risk of sounding like an old man, why don't young people vote?
Well, I think it's kind of a two-sided problem. On one side, people turn out to vote when they have something either to gain or something to lose. And politics in America today doesn't really have a lot to offer young people right now. On the other side of the equation, you have a situation where states that know that young people tend to be liberal voters are actually making it harder for them to vote. So I think about like Iowa made it basically impossible for college students who were in Iowa to vote as Iowa residents and instead made them vote for their home states. Mm. And so it's a kind of two-sided thing. Like we're not offering students and young people a lot politically, and then we're making it more difficult for them to vote in many states.
And we're also, it seems, not doing much for them in school. Only 9 states and the District of Columbia require civics education in public high schools. Do you think that's part of the problem?
It's absolutely part of the problem. I'll say that a lot of this is driven by like the emphasis on testing in schools. And so essentially, a lot of civics classes have been pushed to the side in order to offer students additional support in math and reading. And not that math and reading aren't important, but our civics and our democracy matters a lot to me.
There is a new survey out this month by the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation. Had some amazing statistics. Says only a third of Americans surveyed would pass the U.S. citizenship test. And these are basic questions. Which of these states borders Canada, for instance. But there's also an age gap. People who are 65 and older, they're the ones with the highest scores. Why do you think that is?
I think that civics is kind of like language. So like I have traveled in Latin America and learned Spanish several times. As I don't use my Spanish skills deteriorate. And I think civics is the same way. If you learn civics in high school and then aren't engaged politically, your muscles atrophy. But older folks have more to risk in every election. There's a reason why they turn out to vote. Like basically Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security are on the ballot in every election, and they know that and they show up.